This is Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Alito. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. Edition one, Brian, of the 2018-2019 school year. And before you know it, we'll be talking about the track, baseball, and softball seasons, and we'll be winding up the year, right? Man, this thing goes fast, that's for sure.
It sure does. And what I'm wondering right now, Jim, where did the summer go? It seemed like we were just signing off talking about the spring sports and state championships and all that good stuff. And then we said, oh, we got a little bit of a break. And now it's like it was like yesterday that we did the last show. Now we're together getting set for the 2018-2019 school year.
Yeah, and just the way the IHSA calendar worked this year, it was the earlier start, I think August 6th, the first official day of high school football practice. We'll talk a little high school football today. I know you're doing your preview show at your station. I'm doing my preview show at your station. And I would think if you're a 1A or 2A team in this area, if you want to make a deep run, a conference you're going to have to beat is the Northwest Upstate Illini Conference, which you cover. And I was telling you off the air, when you look in the 2000s, man, that league has had a great run. South Beloit in 2002, state champs in 1A. Stockton state runner-up in 2004, Galena and Dakota state titles in 2007, Lee Wynn in 2010 won the state title, Dakota 2011 state champs, 2012 Stockton state runner-up, Lee Wynn wins it in 2013, Forreston and Eastland Pearl City in 2014, Forreston in 2016, and Lee Wynn in 2017. So Brian Roush, when they say the Northwest Upstate Illini conference is a good football conference, that's probably the understatement of the free world.
It really is, and it's interesting when we get set to cover teams in the playoffs and you're talking to coaches from throughout the state, the reputation of the conference up here precedes it. It's amazing the kind of respect that they have and the knowledge. Those coaches will say, hey, we know all about the Forrestons and the Lee Wins and Galena, and we played this team in a second round matchup or a semifinal game or whatnot. And it's amazing. And really, the fans around here probably understand that there's great football going on. I don't know if they appreciate that it's some of the best 1A, 2A football around.
Well, and you look at kind of what's going on up in your area. I know one of the big stories in the off season that Denny Diddick, the head coach at Forreston, he's left. He's now he was going to be an assistant at one of the Rockford schools, now a head coach there. And it looks like Lee Wynn, even though they lose that outstanding running back, they still have a lot of personnel coming back, and I assume they're going to be a force to be reckoned with here in the 2018 fall.
Yeah, they have a junior that Isaiah Bruce, a defensive end, that is just an outstanding freak-type athlete, can do about anything in any sport, and he's already been offered by Iowa. I'm sure other offers will be coming in. He kind of anchors that defense and offense for the Panthers, but they have a lot of depth, and they've had the chance to play a lot of football games as of late. And I think you can't underestimate the importance of those long championship runs in developing young players, because I've had coaches say, hey, when you play five extra games and you have all those extra practices, your guys that are maybe sophomores, juniors, seniors now, I mean, they really have almost an extra season under their belt of high school football.
Yeah, you're speaking like Cully Welter, who used to be at Alito. He always used to say that was so important in the carryover, getting those extra weeks of practice in the postseason for those underclassmen. So we get set for the 2018 season to kick off. I know in our area, Big Ten product Logan Lee, who signed with Iowa, it looks like Orion will be a team to beat. And, of course, everything runs through the Comets of Sterling Newman Central Catholic, which with Coach Poposi, and I know all the schools up in your area are well aware of that as well.
Yeah, that's right. When the Comets are in 2A, they usually are a pretty big obstacle. If they get moved up, that is usually good news for the area. But it's kind of interesting how we're heading into week one of the high school football season, and we're already looking forward to the postseason. But we're not looking past the regular season. We just know that the playoffs are such a special time, and the football season is relatively short. So you know. Once you get rolling, I mean, it kind of just rolls right over you.
All right, just a couple of other points from your area. Next year, I know eight-man football has been getting a lot of talk. Is it polo that's going to eight-man next school year up there? And then you have an interesting co-op this year, right, with a Wisconsin school and the Northwest Upstate Illini Conference school, or I should say a former Northwest Upstate Illini Conference school.
Right, yes. Polo is going eight-man football next year. This will be their last year of 11-man football. I've actually looked at their JV schedule, and it's funny. It's part eight-man football, part 11-man football. So I guess they're kind of getting set for next year to start the tradition. And you mentioned the Warren Warriors right on the border of Wisconsin. They play in Meridian Park. If you look far enough off to the north, and if you had a really good arm, you could throw a football into the state of Wisconsin. Well, next year they are going to be playing with the Blackhawk Warriors, which is just up the road in South Wayne, Wisconsin. And I was just talking to their coach the other day, Warren coach Sean Teske. He's also the school superintendent, because this is like a one-year farewell to Warren football situation, and then next year the co-op will begin. But I believe they become the second co-op to cross the line with Wisconsin. Benton and Scales Mound. Scales Mound is a school that we cover as well. They've been doing it since the early 80s, and at one point they were grandfathered in as the only school allowed to do that. But, you know, the thought being, hey, if you get a chance to play 11-man football and you have to cross the state border into Wisconsin, that's just a small price to pay.
Yeah. Now, are they in the so with that co-op, will Warren then be officially in a Wisconsin high school football conference then?
Yes, they will play in Wisconsin, but the good news is they will play two home games in Warren. So they will maintain their home identity. And then the other ironic thing, and something that their coach said made it kind of easy to sell, both teams are nicknamed the Warriors, so there's no change there either. So.
All right, well, that's the only change, then you're the only thing you're not going to have to deal with in terms of change next year. So you're going to have to get your scorecard out with dealing with where schools are playing at Wisconsin, and then you're going to have to read the rule book up on eight-man football. Our first segment, of course, every Saturday with Brian. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Aledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.